Boy, unbelievable temperatures. They're talking 74 degrees. Jason Cairns, as we start the best 5 minutes of the day, hard to believe it's November 2nd, huh?
It is hard to believe. You never quite know what's going to be happening with the weather. And so,
Yeah. So, wrapped up this men's group I told you I did on the freedom of self-forgetfulness, the path to true Christian joy, little power-packed paperback from Tim Keller. And I always think of you for it because you're the first one who'd mentioned it to me. You mentioned you'd read it multiple times. You were cleaning out your wonderful library, and I got a copy, read it to Peggy. They gave it away at the church I go to for Father's Day, and it was a great group. I mean, and I'm going to read a paragraph, what I think is the best paragraph in the book, and I want to get your take on it, but we would both highly recommend this to everyone.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, so here is the paragraph I think is the best in the book. C.S. Lewis in Mere Christianity makes a brilliant observation about gospel humility at the very end of his chapter on pride. If we were to meet a truly humble person, Lewis says, we would never come away from them thinking that they were humble. They would not be always telling us they were a nobody because the person who keeps saying they're a nobody is actually a self-obsessed person, says Keller. The thing we would remember from meeting a truly gospel humble person is how much they seem to be totally interested in us. Because the essence of gospel humility is not thinking more of myself or thinking less of myself. It's thinking of myself less.
Yeah, powerful.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was just talking with one of my kids this week, and we were talking about the idea of narcissism. And the observation was made that maybe even people who are constantly thinking or talking about how terrible they are also have an element of narcissism. And I said, I think there's truth to that. You know, I think Lewis was spot on, and I think Tim Keller is exactly right in the book that we're called to this place of other-centeredness, right? I mean, we show interest in those people whom we encounter because that is truly the other-centered approach.
And even as you talk about narcissism, I mean, and I think the follow-up to the Wholehearted book from your friend Chuck DeGroat was his book about narcissism in the church and the Enneagram styles and the way that it plays with each one. But I think that's kind of like the opposite of exactly the paragraph I just read here, right?
Right. Yep. Exactly. You know, and I think it's, you know, in the case of when we think of narcissism specifically, it's often the idea of I'm really something, I'm really spectacular. Mm-hmm. And it often leads to very toxic treatment of other people. Mm-hmm. And one of the other conversations that we had is, you know, it can reach the level of disorder, but, you know, there's also the truth that a lot of us have those elements within ourselves of, mm-hmm. Of that self-centeredness that can harm other people and honestly can harm ourselves as well.
Yes. I think we all battle it. I mean, it's a forest fire. We all need the help of the Holy Spirit and others to put out. And that's the point of the book, the freedom of self, self-forgetfulness. So that's where you can, and again, it frees you up. But I think, you know, at a root of it is embracing God's love, really totally believing God loves you as you are. And then that frees you up to love other people. All right, let's go into Romans 8. We're trucking through here, Romans 8, I think 15 through 17 today, right?
Yep. Yeah, so that says, so you have not received a spirit that makes you fearful slaves. Instead, you received God's spirit when he adopted you as his own children. Now we call him Abba, Father. For his spirit joins with our spirit to affirm that we are God's children. And since we are his children, we are his heirs. In fact, together with Christ, we are heirs of God's glory. But if we are to share his glory, we must also share his suffering.
Mm-hmm. And in Jason's letters to the beloved devotional commentary, he takes those verses this way. Your inheritance is not slavery, but belonging and love. You will always be my child. I'm your father, your papa. Allow my spirit to repeat this truth to you as you go about your day. You are my beloved. Beautiful. And because you are indeed my beloved child, remember that you are a full heir in my kingdom. You will suffer as you await your final and complete restoration, but even then, remember that I have not abandoned you. Final thoughts.
Yeah, you know, I think that we talk a lot about this idea of being beloved, and I think that is one of the most important things we can remember mm-hmm. about ourselves. In contrast to being narcissistic, you know, I think it's what's true, that what's most deeply true about us is that we are beloved by God. Huh. And I think that is a good and wonderful thing to remember.
Reading your take on those verses makes me want to go put my nose back into Henry Nouwen's book, Life of the Beloved. So good stuff.
So good. You bet.
Thank you.
Great moments are born from great opportunity.
And if there's ever any questions, you can tell them it's 'cause I like the
win. I want winners. I want people that want to win.
They go
pick me out a winner, Bob.
I consider myself.
You could have been a contender.
This day, I like it a lot.
It is Win It Wednesday here on the Wib Wake Up Show.
Yeah, and you need it, right? It's hump day, it's the middle of the work and school week, and you need a chance to win, and we've got it for you right now.
A good old-fashioned high-low uh-huh. contest, higher or lower, so you can keep calling in until we get this figured out. 715-723-2555. Mark has a little factoid for uh-huh. us. And up for grabs this morning, a pair of passes to Micon Cinemas, locations 2 in Eau Claire, 1 in Chippewa Falls. Great movies coming out soon as well. I'm looking forward to that new Black Panther movie coming out a week from Friday.
Here is the question. All right, now, if you have a Facebook account, chances are good that probably at one time or another, you were hacked. And so the question is, according to federal data, about how many people are hacked on Facebook every single day? How many people are hacked on Facebook every day? Let's play higher or lower.
715-723-2555.
There you go.
What do you think? Again, you can keep on guessing until we get this narrowed down. We will say it is a round number, right? So we're just playing with round numbers here. So 715-723-2555. Well, let's go here. Our first guess will either get our floor or our ceiling, or they'll get it right on the dot. Good morning. You're on the Wib Wake Up Show. Win It Wednesday. Go ahead.
25,000.
25,000, Alvo.
Yeah, it's way higher than that.
It's a lot higher than that. Call us back, 715-723-2555. Good morning. It's higher than 25,000. What do you think?
60,000.
60,000.
Way higher than that.
Keep on going up. 715-723-2555, 723-2555 for two Micon Cinemas movie passes.
You know what happens is, right, all of a sudden somebody friends you that you're already friends with, and you're like, oh boy, they've been hacked.
Yes.
So how many people get hacked every day in this country on Facebook? 723-2555 for a couple of Micon movie passes.
Good morning. Go ahead.
I'm going to go 500,000.
You're going to go 500,000, a half a million
wow.
people.
That's a lot. What's your name?
Angie Matheson.
Angie, where are you calling from?
Thorpe.
You know what, Angie? As high as that is, it's still too low.
It's still too low. So call
us back. Okay.
I was teasing you.
We took that out for a bit. 715-723-2555. But again, we're getting closer and closer bit by bit,
yeah.
but we still haven't found the ceiling yet.
Boy, we jumped 2560 to 500,000, and that's still too low.
Good morning. What's your name? Where you're calling from here on Win It Wednesday on the Wib Wake Up Show?
Michael from Eau Claire.
All right, Michael from Eau Claire, go ahead. Higher than 500,000 people getting hacked.
Let's go 5 million.
5 million.
Yeah, that's way too high.
All right, so it's between 500,000 and 5
ceiling.
Million. Call us back. But that's good because now we're narrowing it down for uh-huh. everybody else. Good morning. You're on the Wib Wake Up Show. Win It Wednesday. Go ahead. What's your guess?
1 million.
1 million.
That's our new ceiling.
All
that's
right, we're between 500,000 and 1 million now.
Uh-huh.
Good morning, WWIB. Go ahead.
I'll guess
750,000. 750,000, that's a lot, and that's our new ceiling.
All right, so we're between 500,000 and 750,000. Again, we gave you this clue. It is just a nice round number. We're giving away two Micon Cinemas movie passes. Good morning, the Wib Wake Up Show. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Ron from Hawkins, 625,000.
Ron from Hawkins.
625, that's our closest guess to so far, but it's too high. It's the new ceiling.
All right, between 500 and 625,000. Mm-hmm. Let's go here. Good morning. You're on the Wib Wake Up Show. What's your guess?
Johnny from Chippewa Falls, 610,000.
Oh, Johnny from Chippewa Falls, you're so close.
You're close, Johnny, but it's too
new
high.
Ceiling. Yeah.
It's too high. Call us back, Johnny. Please call us back. 715-723-2555.
We
I know.
Johnny.
We unashamedly root for the kids when they call. We do. Good morning, WWIB. Go ahead. Go ahead. You're on the air.
600,000.
600,000. What's your name?
It's Linda.
Linda, where are you calling from today?
Chippewa.
Linda, you are a winner. Congratulations. 600,000, Halvo.
Johnny built a nice ceiling.
So,
good job, Linda. Way to go. You're going to the movies.
Thank you. You know what? Give it to John.
Give it to Johnny. Well, what a nice gesture.
Are you sure, Linda?
Yeah, give
it
to him.
Johnny, call us back. You're the winner.
All right, Johnny from Chippewa Falls. Linda from Chippewa blessing Johnny from Chippewa. I love you guys. It's the Whip family in action. Johnny, call us back, and we'll get you your prizes. Thank you so much, Linda, and thank you, everybody, for playing High Low here on the Whip Wake-Up Show.
Feel the love in Chippewa, sharing it with the rest of WWIB land.
It is the Whip Wake-Up Show. It's just about 7:46, 51 degrees. WWIB, we are family. And really getting to the heart of our 60 Ways and 60 Days endeavor once again this year. And we're joined by the new executive director of Feed My People Food Bank, Suzanne Becker. Suzanne, again, we've had you on the show many times over the years, and now taking on even more increased responsibility with Feed My People. Thank you for joining us this morning.
I always love to be here to talk with you and your listeners. Such a great place to be.
Absolutely.
We've been talking about 60 Ways in 60 Days and what you guys do. How far you stretch $1, right?
Right, right. We say that $1 gives us four meals right now. Of course, that's changing with inflation all the time. Inflation has been hard on all of us, and it's been really hard on families who are already struggling. So we're able to stretch. We're doing everything we can.
We know that, again, Feed My People, about 70,000 people, perhaps more, in West Central Wisconsin, the 14-county area that you serve, rely on food from Feed My People through, again, over 200 local food pantries that you partner with in these communities. And again, these are our families. These are senior citizens on fixed income. But tell me about the need among children right now, because off the air, you were telling me that you've seen childhood hunger increasing a lot.
We have. We have seen that this fall as the kids went back to school. And, you know, for years we have promoted and tried to get the backpack program going in all of our different schools throughout the 14 counties we serve. We're now taking that to a new level with school pantries, and we've had just a tremendous amount of teachers reach out to us. They just know that they see the families that are struggling. And, of course, when mom and dad are struggling, that means the kids are struggling. And so we've tried to make a commitment that we're going to try to get a school pantry in all the schools. Of course, that's a daunting project, but we need to make sure. Our kids need our help, and we need to make sure that we are there for them, and that's what we're going to do.
It's been such a trying time over these years with the pandemic and inflation. And a good thing you guys added on to your location sometime back, right?
Oh, my gosh. We say that every day. It's we use every inch of it. We're about to open a 3,600 square feet. We just added onto the side. It's going to be called our Hunger Action Center. And it's going to provide emergency response. We've been working with local government so that we will always have pre-packed cleaning supplies, food, and hygiene in case of any kind of emergency. And then just to really increase our programming, you know, every time we add something like school pantries or senior packs and those kinds of things, we need space to do that. So it just gives us a little bit more space there. I mean, we're using every space, every inch we can to do as much as we can.
Wow.
And maybe touch on a little bit. Again, we're talking with Suzanne Becker, Executive Director of Feed My People Food Bank. Our 60 Ways in 60 Days campaign is going on now, WWIB.com/60ways, for you to respond to that. But I think we saw COVID and we saw a pandemic and saw, wow, that's going to drastically increase need. But it seems like the storm surge afterward was inflation, and that is what has seemed to do even more damage when it comes to households struggling with food insecurity, meaning simply they don't always know when they're next going to have a meal because there's too much month and not enough money.
Yeah, you know, we're seeing it in a different way. Certainly the pandemic was a trying time. But this inflation, again, you know, we're all having to put gas in our car, and we all understand, you know, all have to go to the grocery store. And so for these families, we did it at one of our pop-ups not too long ago. We made an attempt to talk to each car that went through each family to ask them how inflation was hurting their family. Was it hurting their kids? And the one that stuck with me, because I'm a mother of two, was a woman who said, you know, she said, we were struggling before, but we were making it. Now at these prices, I just can't do it. We need help. But she said, you know, we're turning down our heat. We're doing all these things. At the end of it, she said, my kids are young and I'm trying to hide it from them. I want them to keep smiling. I don't want them to know we're struggling. And as a mom, I thought, oh, these parents are trying so hard, you know, and our seniors are trying so hard that are on limited income. We just are, as a community, we need to be there for them. And, you know, and we will. We are doing that.
Suzanne, we love you. We love Feed My People. Just as I hear you, I'm like, it's amazing the work you do and God empowering you. And so just make your direct appeal. The WIB listeners on their way to work or school, we're here all the time, but make your appeal here in closing for people to give to 60 Ways in 60 Days at WIB.com and join with these generous businesses.
Yeah, and these businesses are wonderful, but, you know, we never do anything alone. I mean, it takes a community. It takes people who volunteer. It takes people who give. And this is just a wonderful campaign you have going on here. Directly helps each one of these food pantries that we serve. And that, of course, that helps the people they serve. But it takes all of us. And it, you know, if you can give a dollar or if you can give more, it all helps because it all comes together and the impact is great. And we're so proud to partner with your listeners and WWIB. And we're very excited about this program this year.
Again, WWIB.com/60ways, WIB.com/60ways, almost $5,000 put up in a matching challenge. Those businesses we tell you about, they've given that money or going to give that money to Feed My People Food Bank. It'll pay for about 20,000 meals. They're challenging you to at least double it. Maybe we could triple or quadruple it. The need is out there. Thank you so much for giving it some thought and prayer about what you could give. And maybe it means a little sacrifice on your part, but can you share with families who are struggling, who are truly struggling? And so many times we hear when we talk to these local food pantries, it's not the same families week after week, month after month. Sometimes it's just something happened in their lives where they just need not a handout, but just a hand up. And we're hoping that you will be the hands and feet of Jesus and help.
All right, the WIB Wake Up Show, WWIB, and got kind of a cutting edge story for you here this morning. Shoes that promise to increase your walking speed by not 25 or 50%, by increase your walking speed, Caleb, by 250%.
2.5 times faster?
Yes.
Tell me more.
Yeah, and it turns out it's like shoes on wheels. They're called moonwalkers, and here's a narrator kind of giving us the pitch.
Since humans first built tools, we've been chasing a dream. You might say we've got the need for speed. We invented air travel, we broke the sound barrier, we've rocketed to space. Our desire to go further and faster is in our DNA. And yet, our basic form of movement hasn't changed in 6 million years. We still walk the same way our great-great-great-great-grandparents walked. Slowly. The way we walk is stuck in the past. It's time to bring it up to speed.
Okay, I'm already sold just by that guy's voice. Further and faster.
And basically, it's like we've got fast food, but we don't have fast walking. So, and it's interesting, the description of this talks about it's no more complicated than a moving sidewalk at the airport. That's what it reminds me of. I think they've had shoes kind of like this, but these shoes, when you see the video of this, and maybe we can post it, are like way more wheels on these shoes than you've ever seen before. It's developed by a team of robotics engineers who spun off their work at Carnegie Mellon University. Moonwalkers might look like roller skates, but they're said to add power and intelligence to the experience, so you never feel like you have a rocket on your back. Shunji Zhang is the founder of Shift Robotics. Here he is.
I've been spending past 5 years trying to find a way to bring walking into the future. Introducing Moonwalkers, the world's fastest shoes. I mean, it all started on a day where I was riding a scooter and almost got hit by a car. That's when I start asking myself why I never walked just for 30 minutes. It's not only, you know, a safe, convenient, and healthy way of getting around, but also part of who we are. So I made that mission to enhance walking instead of replacing it.
So there he is. A strap-on design allows the Moonwalkers to be used with almost any pair of shoes, and each unit features the 300-watt electric motor that powers a set of 8 polyurethane wheels. There you go. Similar to what you'd find in a pair of inline skates, but much smaller and not all in a single line, so there's no balancing required.
See, there you go.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, sensors monitor the user's walking gait while algorithms automatically adjust the power of the motors to match, synchronized between each foot, so the added speed increases and decreases as the user walks faster or slower.
250% faster. They're called moonwalkers.
There is no price given, which you ask, and they gotta be expensive. WIMB, and a lot of us, you know, a lot of people have been working at home, but as you do work in a traditional setting in an office with other people, there's certain things to keep in mind, kind of common courtesies, Caleb.
Yes, and so we have a list of things. Again, just don't do this at work, for instance.
Yeah, for instance, don't microwave smelly food. You can go ahead and microwave things, but don't leave the break room while the popcorn's in the microwave.
Actually, I really like the smell of popcorn, as long as it doesn't burn. Other things they say, don't do this at work. They say, don't go around barefoot. Most feet aren't that pretty, especially if they're hairy.
Right.
I don't know. If we had hobbits, I think I'd be cool with that.
There you go. Another thing, don't do this at work. Don't be the office downer. Work is hard to love, so please don't make it even harder by being one of those people who responds to how you doing with tired. My car didn't stink. I'd be doing better.
Sure. Don't do this at work. Don't conduct business while on the commode.
Yeah. There you go.
Just skip that.
Yep. Don't set your phone volume on blast. No one wants to hear dings and rings at 90% volume.
Again, ways to be courteous and kind at work. Do people do this? Don't give yourself a mani-pedi while you're at work. If you shouldn't go barefoot at work, they say you most certainly shouldn't be picking at your toes and fingers.
Oh, my.
What goes on in cubicles across America?
People feel real comfortable, I guess. Don't steal food. Somebody says that they brought their lunch or snack for whatever a reason, and they didn't prepare it for you, okay? So there you go.
There you go. And one more, again, some common things to be kind and courteous at work. Don't do this. Don't crank up your music. If only someone would invent tiny speakers you could insert into your ears. You can be a lot more kind and respectful that way.
Learn to get along well with others.
See, it's weird here because we kind of always have music cranking here.
That's
so
true. It is.